Very happy and blessed Easter to all. May the joy of the resurrected Lord permeate your life. And on this great day of Easter, as I was preparing, as I do for any big holidays, we're gathering as a family later, I went to the store to get some cards and to grab my responsibilities of food for the family. Invariably, I walked down the Easter aisle. The Easter aisle's a strange one in the big stores. There's lots of eggs, candy, and every sort of pre-made Easter basket you could imagine. Also, I don't think God can count the number of bunny-related decorations. There's a ton. Unfortunately for many of us, Easter has only been associated with these things. Candy, eggs, and bunnies. It's like we're all domesticating Easter. Easter becomes about these fun little things, and if it remains only about eggs, candy, and bunnies, we miss the big picture. And the domestication of Easter doesn't come close to what the morning of the resurrection was like for the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They saw the empty tomb. They saw the folded linens. With them, we hear the urgency of the resurrection. There's a mission to carry out, and it needs to be done right now. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary meet the angel who tells them, "Quickly, go tell the rest of the Lord's disciples. There's no more room for dilly-dallying. They must go at once to tell his followers that he's no longer dead. He's returned from the dead." St. Matthew tells us that they ran from the tomb. They literally went as fast as possible to spread the good news of the resurrection. And along the way, they meet the one they're actually searching for. They meet the risen Lord on their way back to tell the disciples. And he also doesn't waste time to exchange pleasantries either. He tells them, "Go, tell my brothers. Go, the time is now. Tell my brothers that I have risen from the dead. There's no room for fear. There's no room for hesitation." And after Mary Magdalene and the other Mary met the disciples, the urgency continued. After they told them, the disciples went out and basically covered the entire known world, preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. St. James goes to Spain. St. Thomas goes all the way to India. They're all over the Mediterranean. It's unbelievable how they scurry across the world to spread this dynamic message of God's love and God's power, which occurred on this Easter morning. It continued even to one of their greatest persecutors, St. Paul. He persecuted the Christians until he met the risen Lord. After that, he too had the urgency. He too traveled a large part of the known world, all over the Mediterranean, Turkey, Israel, Greece, Italy. He went to tell people this message of hope, to tell people the message that Christ is risen from the dead. He went all over the world describing resurrection as the power of God. The resurrection manifests the power of God. Paul would have spoken Greek, and the Greek word for power is dunamis. From it, we derive the words dynamite, dynamic. So he's basically traveling through Asia Minor, telling the people that the dynamite of God went off. The dynamite of God exploded. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And we see this power, we see this dynamite of the resurrection in the angel who greets the women at the tomb. When the angel arrives, there's an earthquake, and his appearance is like lightning. Now that's powerful. An earthquake and lightning. The power of the resurrection reverberates in the appearance of the angel. It constantly echoes throughout history. And every saint, every great hero of our faith, for them the resurrection was their source of power. The resurrection of Jesus moves them, and it moves us to go out and spread the good news without fear, without hesitation. There is a prior step before scurrying all over the world proclaiming Jesus Christ. For Mary Magdalene, for the other Mary, for the 12 apostles, for St. Paul, and every saint, they first met the risen Lord. They first encountered him. The two Marys encountered Jesus as they were on their way to tell the disciples. The 12 encountered the risen Lord numerous times. In the upper room, as they were fishing, they encountered the Lord before he ascended into heaven. And St. Paul was knocked off his donkey the first time that he encounters the risen Jesus from the dead. This is the resurrection, the message of the resurrection for you. Encounter Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Come and meet him. See what he's like. Encounter his overwhelming love. Encounter the power of God. Come, meet Jesus Christ. He offers us everything. He takes nothing away. He gives us everything. He gives us joy. He gives us meaning. He gives direction to our lives. Welcome him into our lives as we would welcome a friend with trust. He is the resurrection and the life. Don't keep him at a distance. Get close to him. Get to know him. Let him enter your life. Let him enter your deep life. Let him enter your life in a deep way at Mass. At every Mass, we encounter the risen Lord in the Eucharist. We have that deep, intimate, personal encounter with Jesus Christ by receiving his body and his blood. Let Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, into your life today. Get to know Jesus Christ in the Eucharist at Mass this morning.